dying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the movies.
That's right. Let's go to the movies. I'm joined in studio by Mr. Kevin Suarez. Big Kev, he's going to give us a bit of an idea of what... What's showing at the pictures? What some of the latest releases look like? Kev, good morning. How are we doing, mate?
I'm good. And yourself, Sean?
Yeah. Can't complain. So what film are we looking at this morning?
Today, we're going to be looking at The Legend of Ben Hall, based on the true story of the actual bushranger Ben Hall from many, many decades, like about a century and a couple of decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks at the last couple of months in his life before his death. As a result of being a bushranger, as well as the controversy behind his death. I mean, usually I'd say, spoiler alert, he kind of dies at the end, but it's a common knowledge that he dies at the end because he was based on a real-life figure.
Mm.
And so it does feature Jack Martin in the role of Ben Hall. I keep thinking Ben Hur.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard a review that it was bigger than Ned Kelly, and I thought, well, Ben Hall, name like Ben Hall, bigger than Ben Hur, you would have thought. But No, that's fair enough.
No, I think that's a fair assumption because the first feature film ever made was about Ned Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's like the benchmark that many of the bushrangers. Bushranging film has to try and surpass.
That's fair, yeah.
The first bushranging and the first film ever made. Anyway, and Jamie Coffs and William Lee round up the other two bushrangers that assist Ben Hall throughout the film.
Mm.
And so I was just wondering, do you have any interesting factoids about bushranging?
Oh yeah, I do. I do have a bit of a connection. I'm gonna sneak that one in. Just once you tell us a little bit about this film.
Oh, absolutely.
Get to
sure.
Let you know all about my connections to bushranging. But this one, it's an Australian film.
Yeah.
I find with Australian films, we only have a small industry. You know, there's only so much money sort of floating around in the Australian industry. It's getting better year by year, but they can still be a little bit hit or miss. Sometimes I think they try and hit the Australia button too hard and it's the detriment of telling a good story. So as an Australian film, what do you make of just the story, the characters? Is this just a solid film on its own feet?
I feel like it is a solid film on its by itself because it's not trying to hit that Australia button too much. Some movies do try and do that, and it does feel a bit cringy when they try and go, Australia, this is our culture. But,
yeah.
But this movie doesn't do that. It just solidly focuses on the life of Ben Hall. And I suppose even if they did try and play up the Australia angle, it would be a bit difficult to try and make that relatable to a modern audience.
Mm.
But despite that, there are a couple of things that I liked about the film. For example, I have seen a couple of Australian films before, and sometimes they can be a bit weak with the characterizations. So they just want to focus on the story to the detriment of the characters. But this one, the characterization and the story do both have... are both, I guess, important to the filmmakers of the movie. So both the story and the characters are pretty interesting by themselves. They're all unique. So, for example, there's Ben Hall, the soft-spoken leader of the group, plus a guy called Laughing Jack, who's basically Jack Sparrow as a bushranger, plus a third guy, John Dunn, and he's sort of in between. He's sort of he's like the best of both worlds, between nice guy and crazy. And the story goes for about 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it's like solidly focused on his life. Apparently, they tried the script writers tried to make it as accurate as possible. So you know those true stories, and I say that in air quotes, those true stories where they sort of start smudging a lot of the details to the point where it may not be based on a true story at all. Apparently, they've tried to do a lot of the research for this film to try and make it as accurate as possible. And I haven't been able to compare any of the details because that would require me to do a lot of history, but it seems that if it is true, then it's still a pretty good story told by the script writers. Not only that, but it does have a very interesting topic that the movie does go into. So it sort of goes into the morality of the villains, which Ben Hall and his friends are killing other people, which is something that not that many movies focused on the bad guys really get into.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben Hall, the real life Ben Hall, he was completely opposed to killing anyone whatsoever. He's one of the very few bushrangers with zero confirmed kills. And the movie plays that angle up during the story. So there's a couple of opportunities where Ben could easily shoot someone, but he chooses not to, while his two compatriots both have no compunctions on shooting any of the police officers after them. And it does feature that film quite heavily throughout the movie, and I feel like it's a pretty interesting way to introduce that theme to the movie. It didn't really occur to me that they could explore that topic during the film, and I think that it was really well handled.
Mm-hmm.
However, even though I did like the direction, there was no shaky cam, so it didn't feel like it was some guy with a handheld camera that you know was very nervous and just sort of shaking the whole camera and making it look a bit hard to follow. There was no shaky cam, fortunately, mm-hmm. which I liked. But despite all of these good things about the film, there were a couple of things that did bring it down. So it is a bit long, as I mentioned, at about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And I feel like, aside from the end scene, like I feel like everything's just building up towards the end scene, but I think a couple of things could have been cut out earlier in the film.
Mm-hmm.
As well as that, the actor for Ben Hall, Jack Martin, I feel like maybe he sort of underplayed his performance a bit. So for most of the film, like, he's supposed to be the legend of Ben Hall, this mm-hmm. guy that everyone has known for a while now, and for most of the film he starts talking like this to most of the people he knows. It's like a bit of a deadpan delivery, and so like when you think legend, you think someone who inspires other people and makes a name for himself all across the country, but I don't feel like he really gave the performance, I think he should have played the performance a bit differently. I'm not sure if that's because of how Jack Martin wanted to play him or how the director wanted to play, wanted Jack to play Ben. And as well as that, there were a couple of instances where I could recognize stock sound effects. So, you know that sound effect where it's like a crowd of people going,
mm-hmm.
like that? They use that a couple of times, and it seems a bit like really out of place hearing that in a film set like 150 or ish years ago. And overall I think that the film is pretty decent despite the one or two things that I just said, but yeah, like I would give it maybe a 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay, fantastic. So you know, for lovers of Australian fiction, maybe well worth a look in. Now, I did say I would give you a little bit of an idea of my own history with bushrangers, own family history of bushrangers. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of bushranger by the name of Captain Thunderbolt?
Yes, I have. He was locked in Cockatoo Island.
He was. He escaped Cockatoo Island and then went on a bit of a crime spree after that. That was actually when he began bushranging, was after he had escaped after being convicted of earlier crimes. Was one of Australia's, I think Australia's longest roaming bushranger. So he was actually the out of prison for the longest amount of time once he started his bushranging activities. Known as a gentleman bushranger, so known for his known for his sort of very polite sort of approach to thieving and rustling and whatever bushrangers did back then. Did you know he escaped Cockatoo Island with another man?
No, I didn't. All I knew was that apparently his wife swam to Cockatoo Island to break him out, which I thought was pretty cool.
His wife is supposedly, you know, his wife helped out with the escape, but he actually escaped with another man.
Now,
Captain Thunderbolt, his name was Frederick Ward.
Mm-hmm.
The man he escaped with was Frederick Britton. So my surname is Britton, Sean Britton. My family history is that Frederick Britton, there's a rumour in my family for a very long time that Captain Thunderbolt was actually Frederick Britton. When they escaped from the island, Frederick Ward died, uh-huh. and Frederick Britton decided to actually take over his take over his name as a way, I guess, of avoiding some of his earlier convictions. Because the two of them roamed around for a while after escaping. They did some crimes together after escaping. So the rumor is that Frederick Ward, at some point when they supposedly split up, actually died, or he split up and Frederick Britton decided to take his name and then became the bushranger known as Captain Thunderbolt. That was a rumor in my family for a long, long time before we could ever do any research on it. And then the research shows that, yes, he actually did escape Cockatoo Island with a man named Frederick Britton. You can look that up on Wikipedia, but long before we knew that, the rumor was Captain Thunderbolt was actually... a Briton. He was related to myself.
Who knows? Perhaps one day you'll be on a, what's it called? Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah.
And they'll just confirm that detail possibly.
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, it's an interesting one. Not one I've done a lot of research into, but definitely one that might be a little bit of Australian history right there. Kevin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.